Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, hour number two of the program happening right now, Fan After Dark. We got our we got all the technical issues squared away, and I told you we were going to have some great guests in. By the way, we got Ray Nixon. He's going to be in studio with us tomorrow, talk a little NBA basketball, getting you ready for the NBA. He's been in the Big Three for, I want to say, the last 8 or 9 years. He's played overseas, so looking forward to talking to Ray as well tomorrow. But let's get back to our guests in studio today, Jay Koppelman, Mission Within Foundation, and then, of course, Mr. Robert Gallery, Athletes for Care. I got that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so, Jay, let's start with you. Number one, who's Miami play this weekend?
This weekend we got Louisville.
Yeah, because I want to say the spread is like, what, 10.5 or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm taking...
I think it's come down a little.
Has it a little bit? Okay, guys, because I was going to take Miami in the points. So I just want to... We good with that? Or? Okay, all right.
Lock it in, Degenerate Jake's bets.
I just want to make sure. I think let's cover those bets first.
I think we've covered pretty much all year except when we got stupid at the end of the game against Florida State.
Which, look, that's a rivalry game. No shame in that. You know what I'm saying? Of course, now we realize Florida State may not be as good as we thought they were after beating Alabama in week one. Who'd you play for when you were at Miami?
So I'll be 66 in January.
What?
When I went to Miami.
I thought you were younger than Fred.
Bro, I thought you were my age at least.
Lou Saban was the head coach.
So was that before or after Schnellenberger?
Right before.
Okay.
So Lou left. And spring of my freshman year, Howard came in.
Okay. So you were there right before things really started to pop off.
I graduated in 82. They won the national championship in 84.
Okay.
Like two of my teammates ended up at the Patriots.
So okay.
Fred Marion was a free safety. Freddie was a year ahead of me, I think.
All right.
And then Ronnie LaPette, he was... I want to say a year or two behind me.
Okay.
So you loosened the bottle. You got it loose, and then they came through in 84, took care of business.
They did.
Now, you strike me as more of a slot receiver type of guy.
I was a defensive back.
Oh, you were a defensive back. Okay. Yeah. Safety, corner, what was your?
Free in both corners.
Okay. All right. Yeah, All right.
I was 205 at the end of my freshman year.
Okay.
Then dropped down to 195. It was a better weight for me.
Now, where are you from originally?
Originally from Pittsburgh.
So how the hell did you end up in Miami?
I want to get the hell away from my family.
Carson Beck route.
I was going to say, fair enough, man. I totally get that. So are you a Steelers fan then?
Steelers fan.
Okay.
Steelers fan and actually grew up as a Penn State fan. And my father was a Penn State alum, and he had season tickets to Penn State. So I started going to Penn State games when I was like 6-7 years old.
Okay.
And just fell in love. You know, there was a kid that played quarterback at Penn State back then. His name was Chuck Burkhart.
Okay.
And so this was like in the Franco Harris, Lytle Mitchell days even.
Okay. Well, right? Like late 70s.
I'm like 7 to 10 years old. All I want to do is play quarterback.
Okay.
So, like, I somehow got to meet Chuck Burkhart when I was a kid, right? And back then they wore these Rydell suspension helmets.
Okay.
So it was just a plastic shell and had some leather straps in it.
Need to bring those back.
This rubber thing in the top of it. And he, like, took the rubber thing out of it and threw it to me out of the team bus one day. And then somehow was able to get in touch with him, and he wrote me a letter.
Oh, nice.
My father's like, you're never going to play college football. You're never going to be big enough or strong enough or fast enough. He goes, if you can be 6'2 and 210, you can play college football. And I'm like, well, I'll show you.
Yeah,
and look at that. So I got to Miami at 155 pounds.
Walked on and boom, you played all
that
4 years.
Good no, I did not play all 4 years.
That's all right. No. You were there 4 years. All that matters. We got one of your Penn State quarterbacks actually way back in the day, Todd Blackledge.
Yeah.
Great college quarterback, worthless professional quarterback, but he's a great commentator, so that's all that matters.
He's doing great now as a commentator.
He's a great commentator. That 84 draft, Chiefs could have taken so many different people. Dan Marino was still on the board. They went with Todd Blackledge. I digress. a little bit about Ibogaine and how did you stumble across it?
Yeah, so Ibogaine is a plant medicine from equatorial Africa, from the Iboga plant, and Ibogaine is a molecule of that.
Okay.
It's somewhat synthesized, so you can have just that particular molecule. And as Robert alluded to earlier, it does an amazing job of restoring the brain. It has what's called neuroplasticity and neuroregenerative properties that allow you to reshape how you think, the neuroplasticity. And then, as Robert mentioned, I think earlier, about the neuroregenerative properties that will actually regrow white matter in the brain. So Robert's had brain scan.
Yeah.
We're doing a study with UT Austin where we're sending seals through and they're getting their brain scanned before and then after the Ibogaine treatment. So it has these tremendous properties, but also, while you're in it, while you're in the experience, it's allowing you to see your life, if that's what it shows you, and kind of help lead you in a new direction, help you to realize where the mistakes have been or show you some of the trauma that you've been through. And not everyone's experience is the same. It's completely different.
So, hold just real quick. So when you say the mistakes you made, like, what do you mean it can help you?
Before you answer his question, more tangible one, is this, how do you digest something? Do you eat something? How do you get this in your body and how long does it last? And then you can answer Brent's question.
So when you go to a retreat, like a place like the Mission Within, you get the Ibogaine in capsule form.
Okay.
And it's body weight based. So they probably had to give Robert a whole lot of it. Right. I got a little tiny amount.
Yeah. We'll split one.
That would do it. And so it was two capsules. You just drink them with water.
Okay.
And it takes about 30 minutes for it to kick in.
Yeah.
And then the experience can last, mine lasted 12 hours.
What?
There are people who have lasted a little less, a little more, but 12 hours is about the average.
So what is it? I mean, look, I mean, full disclosure, I've done mushrooms. So what, and I was, 4, 5, 6 hours, depending upon, how many I took, but explain what it's like when you take the Ibogaine.
Yeah, so like I said, everybody's journey is different.
Sure, sure.
And for me, I was just lying there. They put an eye shade on and you're listening to Bluetooth headphones. There's a 27-hour curated soundtrack they play for you the whole time. And
can you change the playlist?
You cannot change the playlist. It just plays.
So, like, what are we listening to here?
You're listening to all kinds
of
different
sounds,
stuff.
It's running
sometimes
water,
all of the above, drums, like native music.
Yeah.
I remember coming out of it and hearing Louis Armstrong singing "It's a Beautiful World." What a beautiful world!
Now, were you dreaming that, or were they actually playing
the
music?
No, that was actually the music that I heard. Yeah, which was really fitting because afterward it was a beautiful world.
Yeah.
And when you ask about what are the things you've done wrong or what are the things you see? Like some people see their entire life just on a loop for the whole time, right? For me, probably the most profound thing that I gained from it was seeing my son. Every time I saw him, as he got closer and closer, he's wearing a clown mask. So I could never see his face. And it hit me afterward. Just took a few months for me to really integrate the whole experience. But what I realized was that I was an ass. Can I say that?
You were an ass. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wasn't seeing him for the person he really is. Right. I was expecting somebody to be more like me. Right?
Yeah.
To do the things I do, right. Combat sports, football, all this other stuff to just be a mini version of me.
Yeah.
And he's not. And it's perfectly perfect.
Perfectly okay, right?
It's perfectly. I mean, he's super smart, speaks three languages.
Yeah.
He's a much better surfer than I am. You know, I tell people he can ride any horse you put under him. So he has all
these. Like he was still an athletic kid, though. I mean, it's, yeah.
Super athletic.
So what was it, and not to get too personal, but I mean, what was it then? Because I can relate, because I, like I said, me, I had kind of that same issue with my kid, where I was like, why aren't you more aggressive, right? Like, yeah. I wanted my son to be more aggressive. And
yeah,
it was something I asked Bill Self, how do I make my kid more aggressive? And he's like, yeah, good luck.
I was a psycho. I liked gunfights.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed being in combat. Now I know that's
not
messed
normal.
Up. Right. Yeah. It's totally not normal. And so, yeah, why couldn't he be more like me? Like, why isn't he more into guns or more into football or combat sports? Like I
sure.
said, you know, like I'm a competitive jiu-jitsu athlete. I compete at the world championships and, you know, and that's just not his path.
Right? So by taking this Ibogaine, that helped you kind of see that, okay,
yeah,
this isn't. Now, let me ask you this. Had you not done the Ibogaine, do you think that's something that you would have eventually, you know?
Probably not.
Really?
Probably not.
So what, okay, so you do, so you're in there for, now, were you in there for 12 hours too? So it lasts 12 hours, give or take. Like,
yeah.
Yep.
And so are you, I mean. And
can
so,
you like snap out of it? Can you stop? Or is it like once you're in, you're in?
It's you can take off the eye mask and see that you're in a room laying there. But it is not a recreational medicine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still classified as a drug, right? Schedule one drug, but it is not anything you want to do recreational, right? We are hooked up to EKGs because it can be hard on your heart, but you are in it. I mean, you are melted to the floor dealing with, you know, whatever it is. We all have trauma in our life, right? I grew up in a great family, right? Two parents that are married, very loving family, right? But we all have trauma, right? A lot of the military guys have family trauma that they deal with that they, you know, that is a cause, right? That's what causes us to either our jobs or our past trauma to treat our families a certain way, right? When you do something for so long, right? My mentality, like you with my kids, is like after 15 years of playing football, I mean, there is no softness about, like, right?
Right,
you're sitting at a 6-year-old soccer game losing your mind on your kid afterwards. That's not normal.
Tackle him!
Right? Because you had this in your head. You created this person, right?
Yeah.
The sport, and it's great. I love what I did, but it created this monster of what I thought my 6-year-old should be because this is who I was in my 30s.
Right.
Right? So this medicine helps you deal with either these traumas that some of these guys have from their past or dealing with your own traumas that you have from your career, from things you went through,
right?
So you are stuck in it for this 12 hours dealing with this, right? As it rewires your brain to think about certain things, right? So the a lot of it too for all of us, right? Anyone who was super competitive, like I was a failure, right? I had this failure thing, right? Because we didn't go to the playoffs ever when I played in the league. Never once made the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden I had this huge failure complex in my own head because I wasn't able to lead this team to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right. So you go back and you deal with those sorts of things. Like, hey, there's a lot of other reasons why this didn't work.
Yeah.
Right. And it's super deep, right? You can, you know, a lot of listeners are probably saying, oh, you know, poor guy. Right. But it's like when you, something in your head, right, that you can't get rid of and you have these thoughts like his son, right? Why doesn't sound, you know, normal that, you know, why couldn't you just accept who he was, right? Well, that's not who you've created yourself.
Yeah.
And when you have the trauma from war or from bashing heads in a football helmet,
right,
your brain's not thinking and working the correct way, right? So these thoughts you have aren't necessarily your fault, right? It's because of the damage you've done to your brain.
Yeah.
How much longer after you guys doing it did you realize and see results long term? Was it, I did 4 or 5 doses, I did one dose and I was good, I did doses for a year? Kind of what was that period like for you guys?
Yeah, so typically it's a one and done.
Okay.
Really?
Typically, yeah. There are some people that go through 2-3 times, and but it's really a one and done, but it's not a panacea.
Okay.
Right? So there is a ton of work that needs to be done on the backside of it. Okay. And that's the hard part, right? Like Ibogaine is not fun, But
just opens your eyes.
I mean, you're lying there for 12 hours. Guys are puking. You know, I had dry heaves 4 times during the night. You're seeing visions.
So this isn't like taking mushrooms and you're having a good time and all that kind of stuff.
No,
absolutely not. It's a ton of work. So I went in, you know, I'd gotten very dark before I found help with suicidal ideation.
Yeah.
My rage that was out of control.
Yeah.
And I was 3-day treatment. I came home a different human being.
Yeah.
Like, not exaggerating. You talk to, you know, listen to these, veterans that have been on, you know, the Sean Ryans of the world, the DJ Shipley, these guys, these veterans that are talking about, it is all real. I came home a different person to where my wife didn't know how to act because she was always trying to put the fires out,
right?
And jump on the grenades, no pun intended, because she, you know, if the kids would spill milk, I would smash a table, right?
That's
stuff that didn't make sense. And now I come back and I'm laughing and like telling the kids it's okay.
Did you feel it?
I 100% felt it, right? I didn't notice it in the moment. Because my wife would have a reaction. So say I came home, the first day I was home and I was whipping my kids around on the floor in their pajamas, causing chaos. I hadn't done that in probably ever because that chaos in my head would set me off, would trigger me. And so I looked at her and I remember her just staring at me with her mouth open like.
She's freaking out.
Right, because it's not something that I had not done. Right.
You know, so when you have trauma like that, for me it was, it started in childhood.
Yeah.
You know, my father telling me I wouldn't be good enough.
Yeah.
He told me when I went to the military that I was going to screw that up somehow too. My mother was abusive. And then you compound, you know, I don't know how many thousands of rounds I've shot, explosions.
Yeah.
It creates a lot more trauma. And the things you see and have to do, it creates that trauma. And when you have that trauma, so I was diagnosed with multiple traumatic brain injuries. Pretty severe PTSD, but I didn't know what was wrong with me.
Right.
I just knew I needed order. The chaos he's talking about, I would have shot somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was one.
But did you feed off the chaos prior to?
No, it would piss me off to no end. Like,
okay.
Just seeing a drawer left open a quarter of an inch.
Set you off.
Set me off.
Okay.
The dishwasher not loaded the right way set me, what I thought was the right way.
Right,
set me off. I got so dark at one point that I went in the garage and I put a gun in my mouth. I was done.
Yeah.
I'd had it. And there's nothing that could have saved me.
So what did?
Except the Ibogaine.
But how'd you get to that point then? How did you go from, I'll tell you what, hold that thought from when you were in that garage and what flipped and then the Ibogaine. So we'll get to that here next. Jay Koppelman, Mission Within Foundation. We'll get some more information about that. And if you know somebody that story kind of sounds similar to what Robert and Jay are going through or went through and might be of some help, we'll discuss that more next. Robert Gallery, Jay Koppelman, lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Appreciate that, Khaki Kevin. Well done by you. And Tolos and Fatties chiming in tonight. Like a little heavier content and a little subject matter than we normally do. But, you know, I was an investigative reporter for a handful of years way back when. And so I do appreciate, you know, sometimes it's more than just, you know, talking about games on Sunday. And as somebody who, you know, spent 8 years in the National Football League, somebody who's protected our country, first and foremost, I do thank you for your service, Jay, for that. And, you know, I think, you know, we talk about concussions. We know the NFL's, you know, and you know, we can spend a whole episode talking about, you know, how serious are they about player safety and what have you, especially when they're talking about, you know, adding another game to the season. But, you know, for a guy like a Robert Gallery, who, you know, like I said, you were a number two overall pick, man. I mean, I remember when you were drafted. I mean, that was a big deal. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, just the pressure you put yourself under, you know, the pressure of playing football at a high level, the expectation of a fan base when you're a high draft pick like that. I mean, how much does that go into, you know, you talk about, and I don't know how much you, what year were you drafted in?
2004.
So thankfully social media wasn't then what it is now. For right. Sure. And so, you know, how much did you deal with fan reaction, and how much did that wear on you as you're throughout your career?
Yeah, I think it wears on you. You'd be lying if you didn't, right? You're leaving the stadium, and you know, people throwing beer cans at your car, and
Raider Nation's a little bit different,
right? You know, great,
let's call
great,
it what
great
it is.
Fans. But yeah, anyone would be lying if they said it doesn't bother them.
Yeah,
you know, we put so much as an athlete, any high level person. You know, I put so much pressure on myself. Yeah, is that stuff, you know, noise? For sure, right?
Yeah.
But you want to be successful, right? I'm not going off the reaction of someone. You know, I'm more pissed off than they are, right? That
right.
we lost, right?
Right.
The guys in that locker room. So, yeah, obviously it wears on you. But when you've been successful, right? The University of Iowa, we were 1-10, you know, and we ended up 11-2 by the time I was gone. We had built this team up. So
was Tony Meola on any of your teams? No, it was the tight end, Tony Hadgummit. I'm sorry, I'll come. He'll think. He played tight end for the Chiefs for a hot minute. Anyway, I'm sorry, I digress.
He has Chiefs fun facts that just pop in his
just
head.
Just random so. Ones. Just right, but he was. Anyway, go
Someone
ahead.
Someone will text
in. Somebody will text in.
The pressure, that's anybody. When you want to be successful, you do that job. Yeah, it's great. It's great to get paid and be in the NFL, but you do the job to win, right? It's like any job. You want to be successful as a team, and that comes by a bunch of guys coming together.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because I think we've gotten to a place in sports, and you know, Blake and I talk about this, and you know, from whether it's sports media, sports TV, radio, whatever, podcasts and what have you, is, you know, we want our athletes to act a certain way or perform a certain way, and we want to see them upset after a game, right? Like, we want it to be as hard on them as it is on us fans, even though we don't have, you know, we didn't put a week's worth into it and go through it, you know, what, 70, 80 snaps on an average Sunday.
Or train our whole life.
You know, or train our whole life to get where you got. And so, I'll be honest with you, it's kind of refreshing, honestly, to hear, you know, you talk about how hard you took losses and what it meant to you, and the fact that, you know what, not, you know, you were just as pissed off or more pissed off than we were, because you had to live with it week in, week out.
Yeah, when we were in that car ride home, right, I remember my wife, like, what's wrong with you? You know, she'd go to the game and enjoy it, have a few drinks. And,
yeah.
And, you know, by the end, right, I'm still playing at the same level when we were 2-14.
Yeah.
Right? Because, one, I don't want to look bad. You don't want to look bad. And this is your job, right? You have pride in what you do. I don't care that the season's over. There's no way we're not making the playoffs, right? You are out there killing yourself, because, and it's so much harder, right? It's
right.
When you're things aren't going well for any team, it's so much harder. So, yeah, I think people have this this idea. Yes, it is a job, right? But guys take it obviously very seriously in the this day and age of fans are great, right?
Yeah.
But it's also the stuff that, you know, we go through all that stuff as an athlete, right? It is not fun to lose. You don't come out of the locker room being like, oh, that was fun. We just got our ass kicked.
I want to sneak one in for you, kind of talking about that locker room and kind of just your overall mental space, whether it's your rookie year or your final year. What did you kind of learn about NFL locker room camaraderie and kind of brotherhood when you were going through a tough time or even a good time? And kind of, I think a lot of fans want to know what it's like when y'all aren't in the locker room, when y'all aren't playing. Do you see each other? Are you getting dinner? When you're having hard times, did you have people on the team you could lean on? Or is it kind of a lonely space where it's you and then you play the game and then it's kind of separate business and friends?
Yeah, I think for the most part it's very, you know, the camaraderie is huge. And it depends, right? The O-line, like, we're a different breed of human, you know? So we would have team dinners, right? We'd go out and drink a bunch of sodas after the game together, you know? So that part of it was, yeah, you did stuff away. We did, you know, we had, you know, get-togethers with the wives and, you know, so it was definitely the camaraderie. And you know, that's all you have in that building, any team, any coach, right? The, you know, when things aren't going right, any franchise, especially in the NFL, right? Because everybody has an opinion, right? Outside, y'all, you're getting paid this money. You should be doing this. You guys should be this, right? So you stick together in that room because we spend, you know, hours and hours every single day, right? Getting treatment, watching film, doing this thing, preparing every week to win. It is not just a floating through life, right? It is, you know, it is your job. You take it very seriously, and they're looking for someone to take your position also, right? That's what management is doing.
Yeah.
Right. So it is the brotherhood. I have some of the closest friends I have from those days when I was playing, right? Those are the guys you can call now and talk to. And it's a small group. You find your niche, you find your group of guys. And that's the great part about sports.
Was it Kerry Collins, your quarterback at one point? Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all had, by the way, Tony Milwaukee is the guy I'm thinking of. But he left, but he went there right after you, though, right? Iowa?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was after me. Yeah. Okay. A lot of good tight ends came out of Iowa.
Tight end. Oh, it's tight end you, man. I'm telling you right now. All right.
We had Kerry. And Kerry threw my second.
Yo, Kerry could fling it now.
Threw for a ton of yards. Like, was one of the most fun quarterbacks I played with.
Yeah.
He slung it, treated us great, right? So it's all perspective of who. You know, how you see things.
No, I'm telling you, and it was one of those deals where, because didn't your boy Kerry, because he was a Penn State guy, wasn't he? Yeah, a little 6 degrees of Kerry Collins over here. Because he was a quarterback too when y'all had Randy for that 1 year, right? Okay, we'll get to that here in a little bit. But anyway, all right. So you're in a garage. You're not doing well. What
tough
changed?
Transition, Fred.
I need Ibogaine in the worst way. How did you get out of that?
My wife walked in. My then wife, my ex-wife, walked in the garage while I'm sitting there ready to blow my brains out. And maybe it was her form of reverse psychology.
And she said you wouldn't do it, did she?
She goes, well, just go ahead and do it already.
Wow. And so obviously you said no.
Right.
So at that point, so did you know about? So how did you know how did you find out about Ibogaine after that?
In that time slot.
So this was a long time ago. This was probably 15 years ago.
Okay,
that happened, and I knew I didn't want to die, but I knew that I couldn't keep living the way I was.
Right,
but I didn't know what to do because I'd gone to the VA, and all they wanted to do was
pump me full
of pills.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And so. It was many years later. It was in 2021. One of my buddies who had been a 30-year teams guy, SEAL teams, called me up and he's like, bro, you got to go do this. You got to go to Mexico and do this medicine. It's going to change your life. And he didn't really give me any more information than that. He just kind of told me about it, but he introduced me to Dr. Martin Polanco, who is like, he's the OG.
Okay.
When it comes to treating veterans.
Yeah.
He's the guy that started this whole thing, treating first operators and then progressing into treating just military veterans. And so I started looking into it a little bit. I wasn't really called to it. You have to be called to the medicine.
Okay.
These psychedelic medicines that heal you, you got to be called to do them. And 3 years later, less than 2.5 years later, I finally got a scholarship to go. And the way it works is that most of the organizations that provide scholarships provide them for special ops guys. Sure. I had just enough special ops background to go and get the scholarship. And I went, and it was so profound that I felt I needed to pay this forward.
Yeah.
And so I approached Dr. Polanco, who I knew had started a foundation. I said, I want to help you raise some money for this. Went to friends of mine and told them about my whole experience and that I had no desire to drink alcohol anymore.
Really?
I've been sober for more than a year and a half since I went. I have zero desire, like no interest. I don't care.
Wow. Yeah,
none at all. And Robert's the same way. Robert's 5 years sober now since he went and did this.
Really?
Yeah, that's the great thing about this medicine. It is also not only for the TBI, but it's also huge for addiction, right? And that's why, you know, that's why Texas, you know, passed, if you know, you guys are Texans, you should know this, but the Texas Ibogaine Initiative, they put forward $50 million to study this medicine because not only because of the TBI for myself, Jay, it's for people with addiction, right? So it's going to help a wide range of people. But yeah, I went down there. I haven't touched a drop of alcohol since I went in 2021 and numerous guys, right? Jay's off the medications he was on. So it's massive for addiction, not just TBI.
It's like the cravings and all that. Just
I was a heavy drinker. I drank, you know, every weeknight.
Sure.
I was drinking at least 4 bourbons a night. Yeah. Weekends. Let's go.
Yeah, I get lit.
In the summer, it was tequila. And so no desire for it ever again. I feel better. You know, I don't have that inflammation. I don't wake up feeling horrible in the mornings. And so I approached my friends, told him about this. He had been a Marine. Then he went to Harvard Business School. He made his fortune. They donate to Marines, dogs, and their church. And so I made the appeal to them that we could treat non-special operations Marines because it's so hard for those guys, for anybody non-special ops, to get a scholarship.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, we're going to consider this. 10 days later, right day after their family office board meeting, they sent me an email and they said, you know, we see the change in you and we believe this is really important. So we want to begin by committing $1 million to this.
Yeah.
So that was it. Now I'm all in. You know, Dr. Polanco asked me to become president of the board of directors of the foundation. And they had not raised any money yet. As the first money raised was $1 million. Got this going. You know, a few months later, he said, why don't you become interim executive director? And then in December of last year, I came on full time as executive director. And in the year that I've been there, we've awarded 182 scholarships to veterans and first responders for a value of $1.6 million.
That's incredible.
In scholarships.
Yeah. And so what is everybody kind of having a similar response and results as you two?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. There are some guys who come through there. There was a guy in my cohort who I thought he was going to kill everybody in the house. But if you met him today, just like immediately afterward, that weekend, you could see a complete change in him. His eyes were clear. He was smiling. He shaved his beard off because he said it reminded him of his grandpa, who was a complete
whatever. Not a nice person.
Right. Not a nice person. And he's doing great. Guys come out of it for this Marine scholarship that my friends created.
Yeah.
We send them, they also get meditation training.
Okay.
So when I went through the organization, they're here in Dallas. It's called Boot Campaign. They gave me a scholarship and I got extra integration therapy coaching. I got the meditation coaching. And what we've also begun doing is sending guys for functional medicine.
Yeah.
Make sure their hormone levels are good, that their gut is good, because there's a direct correlation.
Sure.
And so, you know, you can do these other things like this meditation training. It's amazing. And we have guys that come through now who do that and then they become meditation coaches or they go on to do, they want to become operations leads for the retreats, or some of them go and become psychedelic coaches and therapists. So this, it's unbelievable the changes you see.
You almost think it's too good to be true.
From
the outside, you know, you what I did when I heard about it, I thought, and I talked to, they put me in, Marcus Namber Capone from Vets, who I reached out to, they put me in contact with 10 special ops guys, and I'm like, yeah, right. Like,
yeah.
Like they're telling me the transformation, all this, and I'm thinking, but I was at the last ditch effort. I needed something to work, right. So I had to believe. But it really is the amount of guys that gone through, you talk to high 90% of them. I mean, we're talking drastic life changes. That's why Texas put all this money towards to study this, because it's not just, oh, this randomly works every now and then. It is drastically that we've sent. I've had a bunch of athletes reach out through our foundation, Athletes for Care, and they've gone down and done the medicine. And it's, I've had wives call me, girlfriends, like, thank you. I don't know. Just like I was, knew nothing about psychedelics, had never done anything like this.
Right.
And they're seeing not just little changes. I'm talking drastic, life changing, life saving, marriage saving changes in the vast majority of everyone that goes.
And I guess the skeptical brain I have says, all right, well, are you afraid it's, you know, you're going to turn back into a pumpkin at some point? Like, are you worried that it will revert back to the way you were prior to, and like this thing will wear off at
some
point?
There is a chance that could happen if you don't put in the work on the back end.
Okay.
Right. So I was fortunate after my retreat, my son and his mom were going to Costa Rica for 2 weeks. So I wasn't going to see him. I could just go into my place. I set up my little altar, I'm burning incense and sage and Palo Santo. I got the crystals. I got a photo of my cohort there. And so I'm doing it, right? I'm doing the breath work. I'm journaling, doing meditation and putting in the work, because there is a period of time. You got 3 to 6 months to integrate this stuff. And if you don't put in the work, you can go back. It can't.
Okay.
There is a point of diminishing returns on this, that if you're not willing to put in the work for all this beautiful stuff that's happened to you now.
Right.
It's not a magic pill where you just take it and all of a sudden you're better overnight. You got to put in the work.
You are better, but it's called the pink cloud, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Where you're feeling wonderful.
Yeah, after a little sobriety, you get
there. I was talking to one of these therapists and talking about the whole alcohol thing, but there are guys who will go. And they'll be feeling great. And they'll say, yeah, I could have a drink. And they'll drink it and it'll taste horrible. Then they're like, well, let me try another one.
Yeah.
And then another one. And next thing you know, they're drinking more afterward, because you have just as much capability to do bad as you do good after this stuff. They're drinking more afterwards than they were drinking before. But when you talk about it for addiction, right? So typical rehab center has about a 15% success rate.
Right, maybe.
And that's high.
Yeah, seriously.
But with Ibogaine, with a single dose, you've got like an 85% success rate to overcome addiction. 85%.
Provided you put the work in after you're done.
Absolutely. And this medicine started with heroin addicts. And it's in the 80% of heroin addicts that get off heroin and stay off of it. So, but yes, you have to. It is not a magic pill. You have to put the work in. Right. But it's also the cravings just went away for me. Right. I was a big drinker. Big drinker.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't have the, but yes, am I the guy that gets up at 4 a.m. every day? Yes. I get up, I get in my cold tub, I do breath work, I do all these woohoo things that I used to think were weak. Right. But it's
really
the things that keep me in a good mind frame.
Yeah.
Right. But that medicine puts you months, days, years ahead of where you were. It's like, you know, they say it's like a year's worth of therapy in 12 hours, right? It reframes your mind of how you think of things and
really
brings back your self-worth, right? Like a lot of us deal with, like, you know, our ego and our, you know, our self-worth, right?
Yeah.
It brings back that. It puts it in a different life to where I'd gotten to the point where I was like, my family, my wife and kids would be better off without me. I'm a burden on my family because of how I act, my actions, how I treat them. Right. And it reframed all that. And I know now that my worst day, which I don't have many of them, I'm still better in their life than I am. Right.
I get it.
But it's something that reframes how you think about something, like they need me around.
Yeah.
Right. And before I didn't believe that.
It's sounding like creatine to a way lesser effect, but like I'm just started taking creatine. And if you take it and put in the work, you're going to see results quite quickly versus if I just take it and I sit at the house all day, same with the pill, not much is going to happen, but it gives you that step and makes things a lot more clear for you.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Robert's talking about you come back to your family and they see these changes.
Yeah.
And a couple things happened with my son.
Tell you what, hold that thought. Hold that thought. I hate to interrupt, but we're way up against it. But I'll tell you what, hold that thought because I want to hear because you've intrigued me because like I said, I've got a son as well. And he's a little bit older. So anyway, I want to hear about that. More to get to. Jay Koppelman, Robert Gallery, lots to get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dude, this is Fan After Dark. You know, I want to say...
I don't remember. I know where you're going. I don't remember
just
this.
Real quick, and you know, you guys are both football guys here. You say you don't watch much football anymore? Just a little bit here and there?
I've got so much family stuff going on. I don't watch a ton, but in Ovetown, I'll check it out if it's a good game.
All right. So just, do you guys ever put a little action on the game at all? No? And I respect that. The reason why I ask that is this.
Fred's a degenerate.
No, I'm not.
Stop gambling.
No, I am an addict. I am an addict and then some, but I guess... Because my grandpa was a degenerate, I decided, okay, well, I'll just do drugs and alcohol instead. Anywho, so we do picks every week, and we go by the spread because anybody can do it. I mean, come on, straight up, whatever. And so I'm up 43-33 over Blake, and I'm up right now on the Pittsburgh Bengals because right now Bengals are up 27-24, but Pittsburgh's a 5.5-point favorite. So,
if we get a touchdown right here,
you're in trouble. But that's okay. Look, that's okay again. Because, look, I'm dying to ask you, how shocked are you, though, at how lockstep the NFL has become with gambling? Considering that, you know, I mean, and does it blow your mind sometimes that you were drafted 21 years ago? Because I was talking to him, Blake, during the break, and I was like, man, I want to say it was 07, 08, but I totally forgot it was 04. So what year did you graduate high school, 99 or 2000?
99.
Okay, so you and I are the exact same age. So because it just seems crazy to me that, you know, FanDuel, you know, DraftKings, everything else, like when we were growing up, the idea of gambling was just off the, I mean, you know, I mean, it didn't happen.
No, but when I was in high school, there was this kid, George Pickeris.
Who was it, George Pickens?
He was the school bookie.
Yeah. No, I mean, everybody, I mean, look, that's what you had back in the day. So does it, I mean, now with the amount of money that, you know, and could you, I guess my other question too is, would you ever see a situation where you could see a guy throw a game?
We saw it in the NBA.
Yeah, never say never. I don't you know, God, I hope not.
Right.
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 I know. Never say never because it's been done. But as far as the, you know, did I see it coming, right? When they said, you know, 2004, they were talking, there'll never be a team in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Money talks.
Money right? talks.
Like, and, then, yeah. and we were all like, yeah, right. Right. But yeah, drastically changed, right? Like yeah. now that's FanDuel and all these different betting stuff. It's crazy, right? But
right.
but why did it change? Because someone's making a ton of money from it.
Yeah.
And that's that shield in the NFL. Right? So
yeah.
why is there a team in Vegas? Yeah. You know what? I think this would be a good idea for the to have a team in Vegas. Right?
That's crazy.
And so no, not surprised. But yeah, things are all very drastically different than they were in 2004.
Okay, we got one more segment with y'all, but we got a couple minutes here. I got to ask you, just to kind of lighten the mood a little bit, do you have any good Mark Davis stories that you can tell on air?
We got the dump button closest in case. You're good.
Because I've heard stories after the fact. Like, I heard a story once, or read a story once where, you know, obviously him and Al didn't have the best relationship, where there was a story one time where he was in a room and Al Davis said, "Why the bleep are you here?" and told him to get out. Was it that strained, or what's kind of...
I've heard that's true. I wasn't in the room.
But okay. Yeah, so you've heard that say...
I've heard that. Yeah. I think that's been a story that's been told.
Okay.
That's why you never go to work for your dad.
Huh. Right?
Mark's great, right? Like, Mark's... You know,
unless you're Stephen Jones.
True.
Unless you're Stephen Jones.
You know, playing for his dad, and now the way Mark handles, you know, the organization, and you know, he loves having us back. You know, I hadn't been back in 10 years. And
yeah.
Came back to a game, you know, post-medicine.
Sure.
And he's like, you know, where you been, right? Like, we want you around, right? Like, Mark's, you know, he lets the people in the building do their job. And
well, see, I've heard he's too, I've had we've had Raider people on and they've said he's too hands off as an owner, that he gives too much credence to, like, hey, go ahead. I mean ever since the Gruden fiasco, I mean, it's been a revolving door over in Vegas.
Yeah, it's, you know, I guess you don't know, right? You guys live in Texas, so there's a Texas owner I know that's very hands on.
Right? I mean, it's one of those situations where, okay, what's the good balance, right? Versus yeah.
You don't know, and it's hard to win. The reality is, in the NFL, it's hard to win.
It is, right?
And so, you know, when someone figures it out, it's, you know, and they have that formula. But you know, I got nothing but good things to say about
Mark.
How often do you even
got a great haircut? Great haircut, by the way.
How often?
Man, it doesn't stop him from having a great-looking girlfriend.
Right?
No, it doesn't. But they said he used to drive a... Was it true he drove a minivan back in the day?
Possibly. I don't know that. I don't have a ton of stories. I was worried about winning games.
Fair enough.
I didn't keep up with what Mark was
How
doing.
How often do okay. you even interact with an owner as an NFL player? Like, I think everybody listening right now has no idea whether, if you're a superstar player, if you're the number one, number two overall draft pick, maybe you do it more. If you're a practice squad player, maybe you do it less. Like... Is there, just from your experience and just other guys, how often do you even see the owner of a football team?
It depends on the organization.
Of course.
Al was around a lot, like walking through the, you know, he was out at practice most days.
Yeah.
You know, walking through the facility. So, yeah, he was very hands-on, right? And there are certain owners that aren't as hands-on. So, it's very different in every, you know, when I was in Seattle, very different. Right?
Okay.
Like, never there. Came to the, you know, games every now and then. But it just depends on... You know how things are run there, and you know, I'm not saying one's right or wrong. It's just, you know, how they do it.
Was Holmgren your coach in Seattle?
No, it was Pete Carroll's second year.
Okay, all right. He's a trip too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, I was gonna say that dude's. And Blake and I have talked about this. We are surprised that the Raiders have scuffled out of the gate the way they have. Like I
hasn't looked good for my predictions with that one.
Well, he's a big Geno Smith guy. And Geno Smith's not terrible, but I mean, look, you got Jacoby Myers, you got Brock Bowers, who, I mean, I'm still waiting for him to do something on my fantasy team. But, you know, you got some players on that team. And
Pete's a great coach. Like, you know, I enjoyed my time. My year in Seattle wasn't there very long, you know. So, but I think people think it's just, you know, super easy to turn things around and win.
It takes some time,
right?
Doesn't it?
Like, we all want it, right? Like, I mean, look at the coaching carousel, right? It's different college and pros, right? Like, you don't get much time. Now, it takes time to do this, but nobody has time for it. So, yeah, we want it to happen from game one, right? Let's take it. Let's see what happens the rest of the year.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, it's the great thing about being a fan. You get to start over every year, but yeah, I think they got the right people in there. It's just, right?
But it does take time, though, doesn't it?
It does. It is. You can't. I don't care how great of players you have. You got to get a system in, a mentality, And so it takes time to get things turned around. And sometimes it's just dumb luck, right? You get on a roll. Oh, and
you ain't lying.
Yep. It's so.
I mean, look at college now with seriously. The NIL stuff, right?
Yeah, it's changed everything.
Like, coaches get very small window of opportunity.
I mean, look, you know as well as anybody. I mean, you know, 6 months ago, James Franklin was a game away from a national championship, and now he's, you know, not granted he's got
they
a
haven't been able to win a big game in a long time. You know, Penn State, they've suffered for a while with big game-itis.
That's certainly one way of putting it. All right, final segment with Jay, with Robert Gallery coming up. This has been, I'll tell you what, I can't thank you guys enough, and I can't thank Marissa enough for shooting me an email and letting me know about you guys being in Dallas and you guys taking time out of your day to come over and chit-chat with us. So final segment, we'll talk about, we'll put a bow on the Mission with Foundation, Athletes for Care, and how folks that have been listening to the program, if it's something they want to get involved with, how they go about doing that. More to come. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.